This morning's scripture text is going to come from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And for your hearing, it says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline." For God, not man. For God, not yourself. For God, not your genes or your DNA. For God did not give us the spirit of timidity, the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. Self-discipline, self-control, sobriety, these all come from God. I'm often reminded of how God will use us in a way that we don't necessarily believe that we ought to be used. We have a tendency to allow ourselves to feel as if who we are and what we do is about ourselves, when in actuality, it is God who is allowing us to move and breathe and have our very being. It is of God. For just a few moments this morning, I want to talk about no fear. Not K-N-O-W fear, because many of us know fear. We know fear firsthand. We've been paralyzed many moments in our lives. We have been in a position, in a place where our back is against the wall and we don't know what's going to happen. But I want to talk about N-O fear. Who we are in God. Born again. Blood washed believers. Sanctified saints, mended souls, redeemed people of God have no fear. If you've got fear, it's not God. If you've got fear, it's not God. When the Spirit of God resides within, and when the Spirit of God is upon you, there is no room or place for fear. I find at this moment in all of our Christian journey with God, as we've been moving through the Berean behavior for the last month or so, we find ourselves challenged on every hand to move where we've never moved before, to go where we dared not ever go before, to believe as if we have never believed before. Today we're going to talk about no fear. You see, it says, for God. First, you have to know him. You've got to know who he is. You've got to know what he desires. You've got to know the heart of God, the mind of God. It says that for God, meaning that God is on our side. God is on our side. As I was watching the play earlier, and the gentleman was saying, how could God? Don't sit there like you haven't said it yourself. Don't act like you've never tried to call God out his name because you were disappointed about how God decided to handle your life. But let me put a comma there for a minute, because is it really your life? We need to be clear. We need to be very clear about who God is and who it is that we belong to. You see, we belong to God. We are his children. He is the one that called us out of the muck and the mire. He is the one that reached down and saved us. He is the one that says, you have all that you have and are becoming who you are because of who I am in you. It's not about us, but it's about Jesus. It's not about us, but it's about God. It's not about us. It's about serving him with the gifts that God has endowed you at the very moment that you accepted him into your life. For God wants us to have no fear. You see, it is God who wants us to be reminded who we are in him, so that each day that we move, every moment that you are challenged, for every point in your life where you feel like you can't take the next step, for God. For God. You see, it is God that causes us to live in the moment. It is God that allows us to live in the right now. It is God that causes you to be present in your circumstances. I have to admit, I've been guilty of being absent from my own mess. I created the mess. I deserve the consequences of my mess. But yet and somehow I wanted to blame God for the mess that I was in, because I was the one who got in the middle of God's business. You see, we have to be reminded of whose we are. You see, God is careful to teach us that when we are walking in fellowship with him, he is there to guide us, to lead us. That is why he sent the Holy Spirit, to give us clarity, to give us direction, to help us to discern the things in life that we don't often understand. For God. Not only is it that God wants us to remember who we are, but God wants us to remember where we're from. That's very important to us as a people of culture. We often rise above, get to this place, move on and move out, and we somehow seem to forget where we come from. We forget what our lives were like before we had Jesus as a savior. We have a tendency to get puffed up, let the head swell. We tend to walk around like everything's just fine. I don't have a care in the world, because I kind of forgot where I came from. You see, it is in that forgetting where you come from that at this particular season in life, we forget to give back. Oh, I did my time. I paid my dues. I don't need to teach a class. I taught already. I don't want to serve in ministry because I've been there, done that. I was here when the doors opened. You remember when we were on such and such a street? Let it settle for a minute. God does not want us to forget where we come from. You see, there's beauty in our testimony. There's beauty in our stories. And each of us has one. Some of our stories will make us laugh. Others of our stories would have us running around this room. Some of our stories would have us crawled up in a fetal position, asking God to step in and take over. And sometimes we need to be reminded where we come from. When we walk by and look in the mirror and we think how good we look, and we do give credence to God. We pay homage to him. Lord, thank you for saving us. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for doing all that you've done, Lord, because if it was not for you on my side, I don't know where I'd be right now. We've all said it, but we don't say it with a belief in our heart. We say it as sort of this passing notion of, oh, Lord, I'm glad it's over. Don't ever let me get back there. But do you all know that we're just one step away from where we come from? All it takes is one circumstance. All it takes is one instance. All it takes is one moment for the devil to creep into your life where you thought you had closure, because you did forget where you came from. You allowed the enemy to step into that place. You've got to remember where you come from. You see, God wants us to understand that the way in which we are able to have no fear and to live with the power and love that God has given us is to recognize, number one, whose we are, and then where we come from. And then he gives us the reasons why we're able to operate in that manner. And I believe in studying this scripture, for me, that's where I began to shout, because the Lord reminded me that I walk in no fear every day. And many of you walk in no fear. I don't think you know that you don't walk in fear, but you do walk with no fear every day. You need to be mindful of that fact. It needs to be an awareness that you have, so that when you're faced against danger, when you see the enemy creeping behind, When you know he's getting in your finances, when he's in your family business, when you know that the enemy is doing all of those things that he likes to do behind the scenes, you can look up and say, I have no fear. For thou art with me. For the God that we know promised to never leave us or to forsake us. He said that he would always be there with us. Those are the things that we need to be mindful of. God reminds us who we are. He reminds us where we come from. But then he begins to teach us in our text. He says that he did not give us the spirit of timidity, the spirit of fear, the spirit of weakness, the spirit of shyness, the spirit of lack of self-control. That's what these words translate into. When you walk into a situation and you've got the word of God in you, there is no reason for you to back down from your challenge. The word today is about empowering you to move forward, to be the men and women and children of God that he has ordained you to be. It is the anointing of God that comes over you that allows you to walk in faith. It is the power of God to walk with you with assurance that you know that God is on your side. Over and over in my head, God reminds me every day that I promise never to leave you nor to forsake you. Now, those are two different things. God's not going to leave me alone in the middle of what I have to go through, nor is he going to turn his back on me when I get there. And many of us walk in fear because we don't believe that God is on our side. We don't trust. We don't know. We don't come to an understanding that God said that whatever it is we're going through, I'm going to be right by your side. Did he not say that he would send the Holy Spirit, a paraclete, to walk alongside us?